At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
All right, the American Party. First of all, 0 to 10, Dave Harrigan. Zero, there's no chance this really gets off its feet. 10, it is going to be a factor that, not instantly, not snap your fingers, but that's a good snap. but Elon's going to pour billions into it. And slowly but surely, but with enough inertia, it's getting bigger and bigger. It is going to be a part of the landscape. 0 to 10, where are you at?
3.
You're higher than me. I'm about a 1, just because of how impulsive he is. And anybody who's listened to me with any sort of regularity knows I want multiple other parties. I don't want just one. I want multiple. I'm sick of these two parties dictating everything to us, and then the idea that the parties are moving further and further from the center, and it's demonstrated every damn day. So I would want a party that reflects moderate, centrist positions, and probably this, center-left socially, center-right fiscally, because I think we have a huge percentage of our populace who's in that general area. I really do. Where on a lot of social issues, they want protections for key individuals who need help from the government, but also a lot of libertarian in them by saying, just kind of leave me alone. And also center-right, where they care a little bit about debt. They care about bringing, I don't know, how about like 70% of the money they make, bringing that home. I think there's a lot of people in that general area. And I want more people, 651-461-9226. What do you want a part of the American Party by Elon? And I see various people who are signing up, willing to meet with them. Is this just Vengeance Tour Part 2? Because Donald's got Vengeance Tour Part 1 right now. And we're getting to the Jeffrey Epstein nonsense at 235. Geez, I can't imagine why all of a sudden that's going away. but is this just all about Elon is pissed off at Trump? And if it's just more Doge, and it's not just government waste, but it is ham-handedly just wiping things away and then you're forced to bring things back, that doesn't excite me. Government waste, precise, bringing together and convincing some brilliant people to be a part of a government apparatus to help greater efficiency? Sure. But not feeling like you have to do it, just snap, snap, snap. So I'm dubious at best. I'm like a 0.2. Because he's just so whimsical. He's here, he's there, he's everywhere.
Whimsical.
Yeah.
Whimsical Elon.
Yeah.
I guess I'd say a 3, only because he's got the money.
Yeah.
You know, we've had nobody in the world that's come close to being interested in putting together a third party that's had more money than the rest of the world,
yeah,
basically.
It's pretty good when you got the top guy.
Yeah, I mean, that's all right. So, I mean, he can afford to have this thing go for year after year after year and hopefully have it gain a little momentum. I'd love, in a perfect world, for him to say, I'm going to fund this, and now these people are going to run it. I'm not going to be a part of the day-to-day. I'm going to be a part of the money part, you know, but I'm going to have it.
I'd like to win the British Open next week.
Yeah, a political party general manager who I'm not going to interfere with. Yeah. Is that going to happen? No, of course it's
better chance I win the Open than that's going to happen.
Well, your game, though, heard.
It's horrible right now. It's terrible.
That means it's perfect for the Open. Maybe the wind can push you back in the fairways. 3 is not very high. like I said, he's got the money to fund it. He's got the money to keep it going for a few years and take all the
lumps. Oh, he's got the money to keep it going forever.
Well, there's that too.
Yeah.
But yeah, if he's involved, you're right in that there, I don't see any way it has a direction that he can stick to.
651-461-9226. We're going to pause here, so we'll give you plenty of time. You can also add 0 to 10, play our game, which we play a lot. 0, there's no chance this is going to be a factor. It's not. I'm not saying like in 2028 there's somebody, you know, that's running for president. But as he said, or maybe it was even just one of the tweets, maybe we start by zeroing in on a few Senate seats or congressional seats. If, let's say, he decides 5 Senate seats and 10 congressional seats, we saw the obscene amount of money he's willing to spend backing a guy who we thought would benefit him. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's it. It wasn't like he thought Donald Trump was George Washington. He just thought, hey, this guy's going to benefit me more than Kamala Harris.
He did buy a Tesla from him.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if we ever saw the check.
Allegedly.
Where is that Tesla right now?
In the junk heap?
Is it somewhere in the back of the White House? Now, if it's his own party, I mean, God knows how much money he would spend on that. So 0 to 10, the likelihood 0. There's no chance this is going nowhere. It's just Elon. It was a day to patent something, so he did. 10, no. Mm-mm. He is all in, and this is going to happen. And then as a part of this party, what do you want? Text me, Harrigan Hotline, 651-461-9226. Last Wednesday, Q and I were at the Plymouth Stretch Lab Studios, and we had great stretches. 2 different situations. I'm 60. I have, God, I'm not going to say it. That sounds so old. How am I 60? I have my health issues, right? Just like everybody's got their something. That's why we play the song and start. Then I have a son who has a genetic syndrome, DIRC1A, and has very unique physical, including intellectual challenges. And the folks at Stretch Lab, not only are they skilled, not only do they have great training, not only do they have comprehensive training, not only do they have follow-up training, but they're kind and decent. And so the type of stretches and the workout that you'll get for either 25-minute or 50-minute session, what you're going to get compared to me or Dave or Q is going to be so different. Double-figure locations in town, high-quality people. I trust them. You'll feel better, and they'll give you an idea what to do at home on your own. Make a visit today or make an appointment today. Either way, stretchlab.com. Said it before, I'll say it again. Aerosmith, overrated. They're fine, right? They're not. I don't just think of them like a super great group.
They're good. They're not amazing.
Yep. On Elon, among your texts. Okay. I think Elon should have a party that's actively training people for philanthropy. I would be happy to be a test subject that would receive their generosity.
Wow.
Put up or shut up, Buster.
Wow.
That's a patriot,
yes,
right there.
Wow.
Congratulations. Very nice of you. Elon's third party priority, term limits, a flat tax, close second. Term limits, I'm in. I gave up that fight maybe about 10 years ago because for a long time I was no. In case we get really, really, really good people and it takes you a while to get used to D.C., no. What was the number I think I settled on? I think it was 16 years total Congress, but 2 terms in the Senate. So you can't have 3 terms in the Senate, right?
Okay.
Obviously. So because if it's then it's 18.
You need to get the 18, yeah.
Right. So if you want to do 2 terms in the Senate and 2 terms in Congress, that's fine. If you want to have 8 terms in Congress, fine. That's it. No longer than that. The flat tax, you know, it comes up. Someone seemingly almost always on the Republican Party suggests it. Sounds good. It sounds interesting. And then a lot of economists on all sides point out a lot of areas of concern. And it sounds good when somebody's running like 2 years ahead. But then by the time they get to the actual voting on it, they don't talk about it nearly as much. I'm not personally dismissing it myself. I'm just saying it keeps coming up over and over again. And folks who on the economy who are savvy, who normally don't agree, seem to agree this is not the way to go. Balance budget and debt service. Well, how about just slowing down our growth? How about giving a damn about the debt? Because it's all phony talk, and the Republicans will talk more than the Democrats on this. And obviously, if you're governor in our state, you have to balance budget. All states, or all, I think all states. No, even though, by the way, the size of government has jumped enormously under Mark Dayton and Tim Walz, enormously, with very few signs of slowing down. Now, this year, you know what? The reason why it slowed down a little bit this year? Because Speaker Lisa Damoth, right? The fact that the idea of the split, and that now the late Melissa Horman finally agreed to the terms. But, yeah, at some point, I got to believe we keep hearing about it. If we're $37 trillion in debt, it's got to hurt us in some way, right?
You think?
Or are we just going to go to 999 trillion?
Why not? Well, I mean, you said Republicans do talk about it, seem to care about it more than Democrats until they're in power.
Yeah.
That's how it works for either party. You care about it unless, oh, wait, I've got the purse now. I can spend the money. Let's go, baby. Everything. Let's do it all.
Nailed it. Single-use bills. Each bill should be one issue, not a ton of things. Packed into a big bill for something to get hidden matters in fine print. Love it. Agree 100%. Rich pay same rates as middle class. Tax investment gains at the same rate as wages. Creating a new political party that is more extreme and radical than the current Republican Party. Yeah, that's going to solve our problems. Sarcastic. I don't know what Elon would actually do. Outside of things that would benefit him, that's a given. Right? But let's not forget, until about 2-3 years ago, Democrats loved Elon Musk. Mm-hmm. They loved him. Republicans didn't want any part of him. So the idea he couldn't flip-flop back to the other way is obviously very plausible. Personal responsibility emphasized. You make bad life choices. You may not always get freebies help. Hopefully means less taxes on you if you make good choices. No corruption and a return to high level honesty, decorum, and respect in the party's leadership. That would be nice. The American Party would just be another party for the uber rich to give themselves big tax breaks and screw others over. That's the perception of Elon right now. And that's a perception, fair or not, because there are some people who are very wealthy who succeed where it's all not for them. But right now, Donald Trump is Patrick called Jesse, governor me. We have president because everything is about him. He wakes up every day thinking about himself. CBS, Susie, next.